And Smashville, good morning, and thank you for joining us. It is Morning Drive, fourth and final hour here on this Friday, ESPN 102.5, The Game. Nick Cale, Braden Gall, Derek Mason, and the Constable Chase McCabe with you. The big finish is coming up at 9:45, but right now we welcome in Lindsey Rally, Predators host for Fox Sports Tennessee. Lindsey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing excellent.
Doing very well, and obviously we'll talk a little Preds here with you, Lindsey. But but I'd like to thank you for hanging out with us on Soup Sunday, of course, on Sunday.
Yeah.
So first of all, thank you for that, and sort of getting involved in the cause. We are greatly appreciative of your effort and your time on Sunday.
Oh, of course. Honestly, I'm really looking forward to it. Of course, as you said, this is my first one. I really don't know what to expect, but I love food, and so I think it's going to be exciting as far as that goes. But also, on a more serious note, I'm really excited because of the cause in general. That, you know, the idea to fight against the idea of sexually abused children, and I think it's just so important that this light is shining. Our kids do such a good job. You know, I don't know if people have seen their website, but their website, I think, is really cool because it breaks it down so simply. If God forbid you have ever been affected by that kind of a situation, and if you get on it, it makes it very, very simple to help you and point you in the right direction as far as getting help for people who have unfortunately had that issue in their family. So I think it's a super important cause, and I'm really happy to be supporting it.
So I can give you a quick rundown of what's to be expected. If you guys want tickets out there, ourkidscenter.com is the website. And as Lindsey said, you can find out all the information you need to know about the issue itself and what Our Kids does. Tickets are $25. The event on Sunday starts at about 11 o'clock, runs for a couple of hours. And you're going to get 50 of the best soups in Nashville from all the greatest chefs in the city. So don't eat anything, Lindsey, in the morning. Just come with a major appetite because you will be full by the end of it.
That's what I'm expecting. You had mentioned that to me before, and I was like, oh my gosh, okay. And again, like, even you saying that now, like, some of the best soups in Nashville, it's like, oh, okay, sign me up, let's go.
And the number, you said how prevalent it is. Real quickly before we get into the Preds, I do want to sort of stress this. You know, 1 in 4 girls will experience this sort of abuse before they turn 18. 1 in 7 boys will experience this sort of abuse before they turn 18. Those are staggering numbers if you think about your friend groups or your families or your neighborhoods or your communities or your schools. And you look around and you look at a table of 4 women and you say one of these 4 girls is going to experience something like this in the first 18 years of their life. It's really awful, and we are the only people that can really help. Personally, Lindsey, you and Hal and Nash are going to be there. A lot of Pred stuff out there. So, again, ourkidscenter.com is the website. Please check it out there. There may still be some tickets available. It will sell out. Great, great, great cause on Sunday, Soup Sunday. So, once again, thank you. And I'll hand it over to Nick, who has like a hockey question, like a boring hockey question for you.
Yes, let's get back to boring sports, Lindsey. So, I know you do a lot of hits around the country. I believe you make appearances occasionally on NHL Network. What are the national questions that you're getting about the Preds as we get closer to the deadline and the playoffs? What has been like the simple crutch question that everybody asks you about the Preds?
Well, you know, there's a few. If we're being completely honest, I get asked about the power play almost every single time, just because it has struggled. But last night, the Preds tallied a power play goal, a big one at that, because it was Kyle Turris, and that's a huge goal for him to get him going. So that's definitely one of the topics that's always there. And, you know, a lot of it recently has just because the Preds have had a tough stretch prior to the last 2 games. I haven't done any of the NHL Network. I think it's been about a week. So when the Preds were going through that lull, it was a lot of, you know, what's it going to take to get back on top? And then, of course, like you said, with the trade deadline nearing, a lot of it is, hey, is David Poile going to make another move? And if he does, what do you think it's going to be? And things like that. So to be honest, David Poile does not consult me, which is super weird. But I'm not completely sure. But, you know, it's tough to answer those questions because David Poile obviously knows what he's doing. I mean, look at the success he's had, being the winningest GM in history. So I always say, you know, I trust whatever he does, whether, you know, some people, whatever he does, you know, there's not everyone's always going to 100% agree with every decision he makes. But clearly that man knows what he's doing better than any of all of us.
Lindsay, we had your partner Terry Crisp on about 45 minutes ago. I want to ask this. We were talking about the move that Peter Laviolette made last night, moving Victor Arvidsson down to the second line. What was your takeaway from that? Obviously, it resulted in a win. Kyle Turris got a jump start. But what did you make of seeing a guy like Arvidsson bump down to the second line?
Honestly, well, first of all, I was a little surprised to see it. I think we all were. But, you know, whatever's going to work, and I think part of that right now is Coach Laviolette probably trying to spark, like you said, Kyle Turris, because he has so much potential, and he is such a gifted player. And you know, I think he in particular hasn't been as happy with the production he's had since he's come back from his injury. And so I think part of it was that, just that simply that Coach Laviolette wants to get him going and maybe see a different look, and also maybe give Kevin Fiala a little bit of an opportunity, because that's another guy I could say the exact same thing I said about Kyle Turris, as he is such a skilled player, and I don't think we've seen his complete potential just yet. So I think that was part of it too. Why not put Fiala up with the best and see what he's capable of doing when he's in that situation? He did have some great chances. I would have loved to see him put one in the back of the net, but unfortunately, he wasn't able to make that happen, but I did think he was noticeable on the ice. So I think it was very interesting. I'll be really interested to see if Coach sticks with it tomorrow, to see if he keeps Victor Arvidsson down there or puts Jofa back together, because we all know that Jofa line is one of the most lethal lines in the NHL. So I can't imagine that Coach will keep it like that forever. Maybe he was just trying it out to see if, like you said, it could jumpstart some different guys. But I did think it was very interesting. And, I mean, Coach is one of those people who he'll change the lines whether the team's winning or losing. He's not afraid to change them. So, again, I think we're all going to be a little bit interested to see what the lineup comes out tomorrow.
Have you seen enough in these last two games, and let's say they continue with how they're playing against the Avalanche and against Edmonton, have you seen enough to suggest that this could be where they start to kick it into gear, or is it – Or are you still seeing things that you're concerned about as far as maintaining success over the next couple of weeks?
You know, it's funny because I think Chris Mason actually put it best. We had this topic. We were talking about it on our show. I think it was two games ago. You know, of course, it's concerning in the way that all these guys want to win every game. They're so competitive. And you know, as fans and as reporters and you know, broadcasters and we want to see them win every game. However, it's a long season. So what doesn't concern me is that being in that room, to me, there's no feel of panic. You don't see panic on the guys' faces. You don't hear it in their voices. Of course, they're disappointed when they lose a game because they want to win every game. And they know this is the final stretch. They know they got to be ready for playoffs. So in the way of putting in each game individually when there's a loss, yes, it's concerning. But the overall big picture of the long stretch and the capability that this team has to make a run at the Cup, no, I'm not concerned.
Lindsay, great stuff. We appreciate the time. Thank you so much for popping on this morning.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good day.
You got it. Lindsay Rowley, Fox Sports Tennessee, and of course, we'll be a part of the Soup Sunday.
Yep. Hal Gill, Nash, the Energy team, Lindsay Rowley, all going to be a part of Soup Sunday coming up this weekend, 11 a.m. Nissan Stadium. Tickets available. OurKidsCenter.com is the website. All the money goes to benefit sexually abused children of Middle Tennessee. We cover 47 counties in the Middle Tennessee area. Almost 1,000 kids a year come through that clinic and are taken care of. So I can't really think of anything more important to our community than our children. So it's a great cause. And I'll just be very honest. I've been to a lot of charity events. There are a lot of great ones out there. This is as cool an experience you will have. You hang around. You get to eat so much soup. It's all the great chefs cooking all their craziest, coolest ideas. It's a phenomenal time. And come on out. Tickets are very affordable, and it's for a great cause. Soup Sunday, OurKidsCenter.com is the website. All the Preds will be out there, all those all those folks that we've mentioned. So come on out, guys. Seriously.
Saturday?
Yeah, it's Taco Saturday.
I'm messing with you.
Sandwich Saturday.
That was great yesterday.
Derek's running his own charity, Sandwich Saturday, where that'll benefit his Jordan's collection.
My Jordan 1 collection. So come on out.
Hey, those retro 11s?
Plates are $20 a piece.
Give the former NFL All-Pro athlete money so he can buy more Jordans.
Exactly.
On Sandwich Saturday at West Haven in Franklin.
Hey, those patent leather Carolina Blue retro 11s?
I like
them. No, those
nice.
Are legit. Those are legit. But you know what?
I got to get them.
Go buy them, son.
Coming up next, the biggest voice in college football has a Predators take. That's next on Morning Drive.